going.
Woo-hoo! Yep.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
I don't know. I gotta figure out if I did everything. I gotta see if I looked up boosted characters.
Why should you wanna know? Don't you mind about the future?
I gotta do a charity.
Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead.
Don't even know what you... That's
What's the buzz. Tell me what's happening. That's from Jesus Christ Superstar. My favorite musical.
Do you guys have any charities you need me to plug?
No.
All right. In that case, I will do... I would just do the Myasthenia Gravis Foundation of America.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
There indeed is. They got a big donate button and everything.
Huh.
They even have an annual walk. Ironically.
It can be hard for sometimes.
Right,
yes.
Ironically.
You can't participate, but we're having a walk. let's get the show rolling.
Yeah, let's do that. You good, Ian?
I'm ready.
I'm going to click start.
Here you go, now click the start now.
5, 4, 3.
Here you go, now click it now. He's clicking start now. Here you go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the weekly PW3 PSA. This week, I would like to direct your attention to the Myasthenia Gravis Foundation of America. For anyone who doesn't know, which, if you're lucky, it's most of you, Myasthenia Gravis is a chronic autoimmune disease that causes fluctuating muscular weakness in your voluntary muscle groups. It's treatable, but not curable, as far as I know. So if you would like to help the people who suffer from this disease by giving these people money to find a cure, please go to www.myasthenia.org. That's www.myasthenia.org. And now on with the show.
Thanks, Ian. All right, what we got? I don't know what to handle with like two shows in a row. This is like a new record, I think.
For this year, definitely.
Yeah, starting out strong. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 125th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. That's getting to be a big number. I'm the only one. I'm here again. To much everyone's disappointment, there is no Joe this week. Suck it. All right, with me, we got Ray, we got Ian. It's KS72, it's Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Sorry, I was watching a show with the Fonz. That's all I got.
That's true. This week's episode was pretty funny.
I'm behind, but prepare
yourself for lots of naked Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, which episode are you on? Are you on...
This week's.
Germany?
They're in Spain, maybe?
Oh, he's naked again?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was naked a lot in Germany. I just finished Sweden, so we'll see.
Oh, no. More naked.
Oh.
So, speaking of Joe, I bought a t-shirt from Joe to support the Longbox Heroes.
We're speaking about Terry Bradshaw.
Well, now I'm speaking about Joe. So, with the t-shirt came to me a bunch of random stickers, both wrestling and, like, comic book related, so that was funny.
He loves stickers.
Somehow he must have stockpiled somewhere the world's supply of unopened Topps Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collectible movie cards.
Nice.
That was in my package as well. So thanks, Joe. It made me chuckle. I really kind of want to open it up to eat the gum.
Oh, that's brave.
Because, man, I loved Topps bubble gum back in the day. It was terrible. It was dry. It was coated in that terrible powdered sugar. Like, it was just all the way around bad, and it had flavor for 1.38 seconds.
Right. I was going to say, had you purchased that when it was, you know, new, that's what it would taste like. Now it's, like, dangerously stale. I would really like to urge you not to eat that.
I mean, the package is copyrighted 1990, maybe, or something like that. Maybe it was 1980. No, it could have been 1980.
No, 90 sounds better. 89 or 90 sounds better.
Yeah, I was like,
But you know what doesn't sound better? 25-year-old gum.
This is like the people who had the old Crystal Pepsi locked away somewhere and opened it up and drank it when Crystal Pepsi came back on the market.
Oh, no.
And then all got violently ill.
Yeah, that stuff does not last. I tried the save myself a bottle of Josta for way too long, and it just went bad.
Yeah.
It got in your
Josta
hand. It went
good,
bad.
Good, though.
Yeah. It did.
I miss
it had,
Josta.
Yeah, it offered raw primal power.
Yeah, it had the extra shot of guarana.
Yeah. Back in the day when I could still ingest caffeine and not get sick.
Oh, man. That was one of the beauties, you know, because you could only get by Pepsi on campus. But the machine had Josta in it because that was a Pepsi product.
Oh.
It was glorious.
Wait, that didn't make... What? You could only buy Pepsi on campus.
Correct.
But the machine had Pepsi products in it?
You could buy Josta because it was a Pepsi product.
Right.
Right. That's why it was good. That was nice. If it was a Coke product, I wouldn't have been able to get it.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, just not on campus. You can, I mean...
I don't shop. Pepsi only owns anywhere else back then.
Penn State, they don't own the whole town.
Well, I'm getting close. They keep buying up buildings all over town.
That's true. Coke's going to win the overall fight, though. They'll lose the Central PA war, though.
Nope, I'm still holding out for Royal Crown to come in and save the day.
I do like the peaceful outliers in the Cola Wars.
They're like the Sweden of the Cola Wars.
Yeah, for sure.
Or Switzerland, I guess. I don't know. Was Sweden involved? Sweden's probably not involved. I don't know. What do I know? What are we talking about?
I don't know, but did you check the script ahead of time?
Just when I got home minutes ago.
Okay, because mine is sparse.
I fixed your dates. Yeah, I added
Wait,
some
the
stuff.
Dates? Oh, no, yeah, I did. The dates were wrong, and I don't add colors or remind people that they get CP when they finish an event.
Yeah, I added all that stuff.
Oh, okay, you have your own with your own
I did.
Flavor in it? Okay.
Yeah, while Ray was looking at listener comments, I was busy fixing stuff.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you want to send me that copy when you're done?
I think you got to live with the Ian copy.
Yeah, the Ian copy's awesome.
I sent you like three emails when you got on. You can send me one.
All right, so this is the week of January 17th through January 24th, and it's cold out. And your Deadpool dailies. Today was a purple Kamala Khan. Thursday, a blue Quicksilver. Friday, green Scarlet Witch. Use their titles this time. Saturday, red Vision. Sunday, purple Doctor Strange. Monday, purple Thanos. Tuesday, blue Hawkeye. Wednesday, purple Star-Lord. Over in your 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. Now you've got Thing versus somebody?
Johnny Storm.
Ah, okay. Oh, right. That's the one where you just make all the red and then punch him in the face. I did that. How'd that go for you?
Struggling. I don't know that I'm going to win it. I don't have enough red to keep pace with him. My red only stuns him for one turn, and it doesn't do a whole lot of damage. And green is just too big a number to generate that much green before he kills me with usually red.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much deny I do, he always cascades into like 10 red a turn. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. True. Very true. Once again... Did not beat it on the first try, even with my champ thing. Yeah, couldn't do it. So where do you have him at? Never mind. I just found on your roster 224. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. The two
level like 164, I think.
Yes, 168. Yeah. The
right.
Two red is what's killing you.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. But the second time I actually I threw some boosts in. And I normally try to not do that, but the way the first one went, I did reasonably well and got him down to like a few hundred hit points. And then he just went, oh, yeah, all my powers. And that was it. So,
but the third castle,
that one stayed up. So, yeah, I got it done, but not easy.
All right. Coming up next, starting tomorrow, is Bubbles. So, as always, go invisible and invisible your way to victory.
Don't you have to fight Quicksilver?
Usually.
Sure.
Right. Well, he can punch through your invisible.
Yes.
Or he can just swing.
Oh, right. They changed that.
Right. He can just swing wildly with his AOE and hit you somewhere.
Yeah. That's all right. You're Bubbles. You're fine. She's
super
strong.
The new one. My goodness. Get a couple green and just crush him like a bum.
Yeah.
Just squash him like a bug. Freaking Quicksilver. No one likes him anyway.
Yeah, so
mostly true.
I'm hoping I can do this. I certainly regret the selling of Invisible Woman from before, but I got her at 5-3-3, so I got a lot of invisibility.
Right?
Invisibility.
That should work, right?
Yeah, I think I should be okay. I think I have her something similar, 5-2-4, something like that.
4-2-5, yeah.
Check this handy graphic provided to us by Samurai.
I forgot about the infographic.
With a unibrow.
But you also have her at level 209. Mine's still at 120, so I might have to put a few levels in there.
Right.
And then coming up next on the 23rd is good old Cloak and Dagger. I like them.
I definitely like Cloak and Dagger.
They're probably good. I hear they generate a lot of black.
They do a good job of that.
Generate black. The yellow is pretty strong. It's a good character.
So we'll see how that one goes. Your Storyland, Web Wonder is running now. 16,000 gets you 3 Deadpool. 32,000 gets you a brand new Purple Kraven. 57,000 is 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Mockingbird. And 51 to 400 is Hawk Guy. Next after that is Honor Among Thieves. 12,500 is 3 Hawk Guys. 23,500 is a Yellow Mockingbird. 52,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Kingpin. And 51 to 400 is Scott!
Jesus.
That sounds like it could be worth it. I mean, but that one's really long. That's like a 7-day story event. Right, Craig?
I don't know.
No, Ian. This is a special 4-day Honor Among Thieves.
Oh, okay. Tell me more, Ian.
Thanks, Craig. I don't know. That's all it said. Oh. It was a 4-day one instead of a 7-day one.
Again, like I said, I don't look at the forums.
It wasn't news. It was information.
All right. After that, Ian claims it's a simulator with some Cyclops and a Kingpin. And some Rocket and Groot and some Hulks, maybe.
Yes. All that is true. And it's a newly updated simulator.
In some way.
In some unknown way. Unknown to me.
Wow. I don't know if you're watching Discord, but Wayra said, wow, rest in peace, headphone users. Samurai said, glad I had my headphones out. Bigby said that scared the bejesus out of me while I was working. Wayrith Scott in all caps. Look, and then Samurai said, look what you did to poor Bigby.
Hey, Bigby, we woke you up. What's different about this simulator?
Oh, yeah. He would know. It was his post.
And then shield training is still going. Now, I got a couple of Kravens. Let me tell you about that shield training. He's not good versus Spider-Gwen.
No.
She just keeps pumping him down over and over and over again. Man, he's got nothing.
You ask Brigby about it. He says, oh, look at the time. Gotta go.
As long as there's a old-fashioned waiting for you somewhere, I'm on board. Because, boy, do I love me a good old-fashioned.
So I did get past Spider-Gwen.
Oh, I haven't.
It was not easy, and considering it was a really weak Spider-Gwen. But, I mean, I have one blue, so what are you going to do? But, yeah, I can't get past Spider-Woman, though.
Sorry. Samurai said it called him Kraven the Punter because he has no offense. That's hilarious. Hey, speaking of offense, Todd Haley got fired.
What?
Yet somehow Mike Tomlin did not. Go figure. Tomlin should be fired.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not expect any...
Because clearly the offense scoring 42 points wasn't enough to keep your job, but the defense sucking the worst of all time is still good enough to keep the head coach his job.
Ugh. God, Haley got fired. Yeah, I did not expect any
Tomlin's
got to
go. His coaching sucks.
That's fine. I'm okay with that, but this isn't the season to make the change. Now, after next season,
after
when
Ben
retires...
Sure.
When, after Ben retires and Bell gets traded away and... You're going through some restructuring anyway. Get rid of Tomlin. That's fine. You know, just burn it all down and start over.
Yeah, we're due. We're due for the return of the Mark Malone years. Ready. Let's see, PvP land, we got Behold Thanos is running right now. 800 Purple Thanos, 900 Purple Sandman, 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks are Spider-Gwen, 11 to 50 is Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man's Web Slinger is up next. Get you some Spider-Gwen and then a Spider-Woman. So, Nelly, let me tell you about some pie. Ian, tell me about some pie.
My favorite segment, brought to you as always by this pie. Let me tell you about some pie. This week we are discussing something called funeral pie. Some people, I suppose, can call it raisin pie or Rosina pie if you're German. If you enjoy funeral pie, you are not enjoying this show because you are Amish. This pie.
Well, what if they listen to it by a bootleg podcast app that they store in a phone booth on the top front corner of their property that's not actually in their house? It's just sometimes powered by a battery in their cart.
Sure.
All right.
That would be amazing. If that person is listening to the show, You are my new favorite listener.
When you go on Rumspringa, send us an email.
Yeah, but you go to Rumspringer, bring us a funeral pie from one of your Amish or Mennonite friends. So, I can tell people are already not on board because it's also called a raisin pie. Mm,
true story.
The perks of this pie are it's a double crust pie, which means I give it a thumbs up. The traditional way of making the pie is with water instead of milk because, well, the Amish had to have a pie that did not require refrigeration. So they had to make up this pie where they're like, hey, we got some raisins. Everybody was already sad, so they figured, let's just make a raisin double crust pie for this funeral. It holds up real well. You can use milk in place of water and make it more like a custard pie with raisins in it. It's a little bit better. But yeah, other than the double crust, it's got nothing good going on.
Nice pick, Craig.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ever unpopular. You know, I'm not down on it just because it's raisins. Raisins, I think, get a bad rap.
I like raisins.
I do too. I think they're delicious.
Not golden raisins, though. Those are the devil.
What do they do?
It's just a green grape turned into a raisin.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
No, green grapes shouldn't be turned into raisins. That's what purple grapes are for.
Huh. I'm going to go get some golden raisins just to try this out.
All right.
How do you feel about white grape juice?
I don't like grape juice of any kind.
What?
I only like artificial grape flavored things.
Yeah, he likes
I was just going to say, your like entire culinary treat world is based around grape flavored snacks.
Mm-hmm. I love grape taffy. I love grape Kool-Aid. It's one of the finest beverages of all time.
Yeah, grape Swedish fish.
Grape Swedish fish are delicious. I love things that don't taste like grape. They taste like purple. I love the taste of purple.
Interesting. Well, even after all these years, you surprise me every now and again. all right. Well, there you go. Funeral pie. One of the lower end pies from this segment. But thank you, as always, this pie.
This pie. That's it, the news.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All that shouting is getting the better of your microphone.
all right, Ian, you're sitting down. Here's the clue. Vengeance or justice? So my only thought was that it's Robbie Reyes, the car driving guy.
I see. Does he have to balance those two things?
Doesn't he just seek
vengeance?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. We discussed this previous to the show, and the only two characters that really applies to is Ghost Rider and Punisher. So,
yeah, but I don't need another Punisher.
No,
one needs another Punisher.
So,
unless they're going to do a 5-star Punisher to tie in with his the Netflix version.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
I thought Punisher to the Max was the Netflix version.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they were just going to go like straight Netflix version, like he looks like Shane from Walking Dead.
That's true. I miss Shane.
Not that giant necked weirdo Punisher to the Max. He was solid in Fury.
Fury's a good movie.
It was. Better than I expected.
Yeah, it totally was. Anyway, the other notes in 144 are they fixed some crashes on Android things. End of list. End of line.
I know how you feel when they bring up Android products.
End of line, Sark. what was the other thing? All right. Changes were made to Kingpin Rewards.
Yeah.
This is super nice, because today it gave me a brand new, or was that today? Was that yesterday? That was today, right?
Should have been today.
I think it was today. I got a brand new Daredevil out of that.
Wow.
So that was nice of them.
That was timely, or was that retroactive?
That was retroactive.
Oh, that's super nice of them. What's that nonsense?
In addition, you can get Kingpin covers by placing well in Honor Among Thieves starting Thursday.
That's true. To push you ever closer to that Daredevil cover.
Yeah.
What color did you get a Daredevil?
I couldn't tell you that.
Okay. Because I got my fourth yellow. I mean, just anything but yellow. 401.
He's the devil, mama.
he is, in fact, the devil.
It could have been yellow. My Daredevil's 341. So I had them all colors before. So it was either yellow or green. But no.
Yeah, don't know. Just would like to get a little bit more even. I've got way too many 5-stars that have a whole bunch in one color.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. That's news, man.
Cool.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Ooh.
We didn't actually talk about the Strange Sights door number one thing, right?
We mentioned it.
We mentioned it last week.
Not on this recording. Yeah.
Right. We mentioned it last week in that it did not give you the proper amount of points.
Right. And they came out and posted a thing that said, hey, if you went to door number one, you were going to get a gift because, sorry, we messed up. So I think they got covers. I never do door number one first, so I don't know for sure. And it doesn't say in the post, but I think they got a cover of some sort, two-star cover.
I think it was I think it was a heroic cover, actually.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, just want to mention it. It was in the news on the forums.
That's fair. That's good. That's nice that they were compensated in some way.
Hey, you know, coming up is the going to be the Olympics soon. We should get together and watch some curling.
I agree.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
I'm easily sold on that.
Yeah, I love curling.
I like the Winter Olympics.
I like the Winter Olympics if they took out everything that is figure skating.
What?
I have no time for that. That's not a sport.
Oh.
If they would just show me luge, bobsled, and curling, that would be all I want to see.
Oh, you're missing out.
On
skiing, hockey, figure skating, all those luge variants, like
skeleton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skeleton, luge, bobsled, I watch all that.
The biathlon is amazing.
Oh, that I would watch.
Yeah. I'm just not on board with the figure skating. I'm actually with Craig on this one.
Oh, no, I like figure skating. Now, ice dancing, on the other hand, I'm totally out.
Yeah.
And hockey, if I want to watch hockey, I'm going to go watch actual hockey.
It is actual hockey.
Nope, pros aren't going this year.
Nope, it's international. People competing at that level internationally is as good as regular hockey.
I could be watching Sidney Crosby win us a fourth straight, you know, like,
It's only been two back.
It's going to be four, though. I'm planning ahead.
Oh, wow. That far ahead.
Planning ahead.
Anyway, yeah, I'm down for some Winter Olympics. Did you see that both Koreas are competing together?
I did see that.
As one unified Korea?
Yeah, that's
crazy to me.
Yeah, that's hopefully that's gets them to talk more.
Yeah.
Aren't they still officially at war?
Yes.
Yes, but at any time they didn't have enough people for a team, they were like, let's just compete together. They were like, why? They're like, because we don't have enough people interested in women's hockey.
Yeah.
Please, can we work together?
Do Jamaicans still field a bobsled team? Is that still a thing?
I hope so. It's not still a movie, but it's probably still a thing, yes.
Huh. All right.
Cool runnings, man.
All right, let's hit the mailbag. What you got, Willie?
Willie Lumpkin, mailman at large.
So before we get there, Brigby set straight, blanket gift given out for every player that entered door number one in sub one, and then for players who would have received a higher tier reward, they were credited the difference in rewards. So
there you go. That was nice of
you. Pretty fair. Yeah. So onto the mailbag. First thing I got is from Sigma Blade on the website. He said, I love Kraven too, but he's pretty underwhelming in the game. Other than his passive being good against 4-star Rocking Groot, he doesn't seem to do much. He also said, I enjoy Chloe Bennett too, other than the time she made out with that expletive Logan Paul. And if that is a true story, which I have to assume it is, I have lost all respect for Chloe Bennett.
What's a Logan Paul? Is that like Logan the Wolverine?
No, do me a favor and never Google that name. He is one of the worst humans on the planet. Can't stand anything he does.
Did he like rape a bunch of people like Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, okay. He's not one of the worst people on the planet.
Oh, okay.
he just, imagine the worst person in your high school who just does stupid stuff to get attention. This guy makes money off that.
He was on Jackass?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, he hangs out with Bam Margera?
That show was heads and shoulders above what this guy does.
All right.
He's just annoying. I can't stand him.
Oh, he's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, come on.
That's why I've never heard of him, because I'm stubborn and I'm from a generation that does not recognize YouTubers as celebrities.
Oh, my God, Ian. You have to look at a picture of this guy. Man, I just want to punch him repeatedly in the face just for the way he looks.
I will make some time to Google him. Well, not Google him, because Ray asked me not to.
If you could link
his picture into the chat window, that would help.
If you put him directly in as one of the villains with Johnny to sweep the leg, he looks like a bad surfer kid from the 80s.
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
Yeah! Oh, and he's in an upcoming movie called Valley Girl. Of course he is, because he's a stupid surfer kabunk. Oh, he makes me sad.
This is why Craig and I get along. All right.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
Sigma Blade also asked if people would be able to leave comments in the YouTube videos as well. So I'm going to do this real quick. I had hoped to get all the stuff into YouTube. Turns out YouTube doesn't like me and struck down some of our episodes and stopped me from posting for 2 weeks. So I don't know what rule I supposedly violated, and apparently neither do they, because they won't answer me. But you'll be able to leave comments on the ones that are there, and eventually I'll get them all in there.
It's clearly due to your opposition to Logan Paul.
Apparently. Although they're shoveling out tons of money for this guy. But I guess he's driving a lot of people to their site.
No one can answer you because no one actually works at Google. It's just one giant algorithm that just handles everything. And it doesn't have time to be answering humans.
All the workers are just asleep in those pods.
Yeah, they're all too busy playing ping pong and stuff. They don't know what's going on.
So I told you not to Google him. Samurai suggests that you could use DuckDuckGo. So moving on, Jeff Cascadian said, vengeance or justice for the clue. We already have Ghost Rider, so it must be Night Thrasher.
Ooh, I hope so.
I like that idea.
Super dope.
I don't have any idea who that is.
He's a dude who rides a skateboard and has a billy club.
I'm out.
Nope. He's the best. He is the, he's in charge of the New Warriors.
I think you lost him at skateboard.
Yep.
But he's awesome. He has no powers. He hits people with a stick. And I think he's in charge of the team that started Civil War.
So he's just Tony Hawk.
Yes. He's Tony Hawk in a mask.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't know who he is, because the only place that I've seen him is in a comic book that you lent me.
Apparently, he was so, you know, not factor to me that I completely blanked him out. Okay. He's in Civil War, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think he started it.
I've only read that a few times.
Yeah, he's part of the young kid group that gets everybody in
trouble. Yeah, they've got the reality TV show, those kids.
Yeah. Yes. Huh. Yeah, the New Warriors, and they were fighting Explodo, and he killed a bunch of kids, and
with explosions,
then they started the Civil War. I don't think it was Explodo. I don't remember the character's name.
I would need a character name in this game now. He was just Explodo. That sounds like one of like Bender's foes on Futurama.
Right, absolutely.
It's like, uh-oh, here comes Explodo.
It's Clamps and Explodo.
Clamps! Get him the clamps!
I apologize for nothing.
Hangs out down there with Robot Satan. I love Robot Satan. He's the best. The Robot Devil. Oh, so good.
He is enjoyable. I would make a strong argument that Hedonism Bot is in fact the best. But
I also love Hedonism Bot. It's the fact that he's like Nero on a couch and can't move. He just lays there.
Jumbie, more frosting. I apologize for nothing.
Ray, tell us something.
I'm just waiting, man. I'm just hanging out.
I ain't got all night.
So Jeff continued and said that he and I earned Kraven in the PvE thanks to our overpowered 5-star Doctor Stranges, which is true. We are now in our second PvE on the same slice. It's kind of weird. I'm seeing his name all over the place. Luckily, it's not a PvP, so we don't, we're not fighting each other. We're just trying to get in the top 100. But so far, he says that not impressed with Kraven. We'll see how things look when I have more than one cover. I'm pretty sure they'll look about the same. How does Ian know about Kraven's lover, Calypso, but not know that he's back from the dead? That's what she did in the story when she was introduced.
Yeah.
That was nice of her.
Yeah, that was thoughtful. I had no idea. I only knew about her because back in my younger years, Marvel put out a series of trading cards.
Uh-huh.
And I collected all of them. And her card told me that she loved Kraven.
There you go.
And was sad that he died, but had not yet resurrected him. So all of the more fringe characters, a lot of them I only know about because of my 1994 set of Marvel trading cards.
Right, they didn't actually have the characters from Fringe.
No, had nothing from Fringe.
Mm, good show.
I don't think I ever watched that show.
Great show.
Is it?
I enjoyed it.
We had some Fringe controversy on one of my other shows.
Really?
One of my co-hosts watched all of it, and then like two episodes into the final season, and they were like, this is stupid. They've suddenly changed everything for seemingly no reason. I'm never watching the show again, and never finished it.
Hmm. All right, then.
I don't know how accurate that is as an assessment of the show, but it did not compel me to watch the show.
I liked it.
Someone said, Ian, you should watch the show. You'll like it. It's just like The X-Files. And I went, okay, I'm out.
I didn't like The X-Files, but I like Fringe.
Ha, see, I love The X-Files, and I didn't want to half-baked X-Files clone.
Have you started watching the new X-Files?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's...
The first episode was super confusing.
Yes.
So I was like, what? Where are we in time? Are they married? Were they ever married? Did they, what's going on? Who are these characters? And then I was sad.
Yeah, and it's too...
I'm happy with the X-Files that lives in my mind.
It was too fast-paced with a ton of info that wasn't cohesive. It was weird. The second episode was a little better, but I still can't really give it a 2 thumbs up.
Nope, I will just keep spending my time catching up on The Good Place, because that show's awesome.
It is pretty good.
Donkey T said that Craven is really good at something. He makes Main Event Hawk look really good. In any case.
Wait, is that something that his powers boost him, or was that just a burn? Because
it's just a burn.
Main Event. Okay.
Moving on with what Jeff said. He says that all characters acquired again. He has 155 characters, 4 of which are dupes. So, Craig, you got to catch up.
I have them all.
Oh, you do again? Oh, well, good job. Caught up. He also said Gwenpool is a dumb comic book character, but an amazing MPQ character. We've been over this, but yes, yeah. I agree.
Even I agree.
But he says, take Hardy in. The comic has been canceled.
Oh, that's super dope.
We talked about that.
I've been listening. I only remember America Chavez getting canceled.
Yeah.
I only remember us talking about Chavez as well.
Oh, no, it was the same day.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Again, it might have just had an ignorant shield around me because of my hatred for that character, because I just don't understand her at all.
I'm with you, though. I didn't remember that. But in any case, D-Wing Illinois said, Ian wins due to the Emmett Otter parlayed with the Mr. Yuck reference.
You would be wrong.
I won. Suck it.
Nope. Still nothing better than Year Without a Santa Claus.
Except for.
He also said he's quite pleased with how excited everyone is over Safari Joe.
Safari Joe does it again.
Also, Shirt, regarding people not liking Craig, I humbly request exposition.
Ian makes his own t-shirts for his own amusement, and one of them is that nobody likes me.
That is not accurate. I do make my own t-shirts for my own amusement. The shirt that claims that everyone hates Craig was a gift to me from your wife.
that's true, but...
And again, it's also does not accurately reflect my claims. The shirt that I got from her said that everybody hates you. I have never claimed that. I said nobody likes you, which is totally different. Like no one truly likes you, but no one hates you. You're a good guy to be around. I spent my weekend hanging out with you voluntarily.
Yeah, my favorite t-shirt you ever made is the NSFW one.
Oh, right. That was a good one.
Every time you wore that one, it made me laugh.
But I'm pretty sure she made me 2 t-shirts. It was a pair of t-shirts because I got the everyone hates you. And then I got one that said, so is your face.
Oh, sure.
Which is one of my favorites. But yeah, the wildly inappropriate. I had 2 of them that were wildly inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
One was a quote from
this wasn't
the
a quote,
bartender.
This was just an act.
Oh, nope. The other one I had was a quote from the bartender in Deadwood.
Oh, sure.
All who doubt him do something.
Yep. I do enjoy that show and that quote.
Both.
Yeah, no, the other. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
All right. D-Wing asked, is the whole good on you thing an East Coast and adjacent thing? Like the concept of waiting online? I've never. Do people say that online?
That's a New York thing.
Okay. I believe that. I believe good on you is a British thing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Good on you.
Not that this will apply to anybody, but Ray, you know Chris Patty.
Yeah,
he was the first person who introduced me to waiting online for things.
Huh. Okay.
Wait, for what?
Yeah, they don't in the city in New York. You don't wait in line for things. You wait online for things.
Oh.
So you wait online for tickets. You wait online to get into the your favorite restaurant.
Which is
okay. I didn't know what. What you were doing. I thought you were doing Vince Vaughn from that Google movie where he on the line. No, it's just online.
Oh, no. No, yeah, they don't wait in line. They wait online. It's very strange. Okay.
But which is different than online.
Right.
Right. Yeah. On the line.
All right.
All right.
Joe said, I'm with Ian regarding Emmett Otter, top-notch stuff.
Yeah, you're fired,
sorry.
Joe.
He also said, sorry for not getting you the correct crash list. No Rogue or Kurt anytime soon. Don't be blaming Brigby, who just left. So, sorry. I tried to get that in before you had to leave, but maybe you'll hear it when you listen to the full episode. In any case. He loves the name Safari Joe for Craven. Big ups to Ian for the hot Craven knowledge. He's He's got a ton of kids, too. Interesting.
Craven does?
Yeah, apparently.
Hmm. He is prolific. Good for him.
The Craven family.
I want to meet that family. Joe also said, I never knew about that PvP point structure. Really cool. I posted something that Joe didn't know about this game. Ooh. I'm just impressed. Jeff Duggan.
Hacksaw.
Heyo.
I don't like Emmett Otter, but that's because I don't like O. Henry's Gift of the Magi. Does that make any sense to you? Because I don't get it.
Yeah, that's for the one where you cut your hair so you can buy a comb, so you can do a thing. And
It's the one where I give away my prized possession to get you a gift that relates to your prized possession, which you have given away to get me a gift, which relates to my prized possession. Do you see what I'm saying here,
Ray? I follow you. Sure. I don't get
that.
That's that story.
That story is the premise of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
He, you know, is trying to win money to get his mom a gift, and he sells his prized possession, and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to win him a gift." And it's close. It is absolutely the same premise, and it's fine. I don't understand anybody's opposition to the Gift of the Magi, but I support it.
At some point I'll have to take time to watch this so that I can partake in the conversation.
Yeah, you should watch Emmett Otter. That's a good idea. I'm bringing it next time we get together.
Because right now, by default, I have to side with Craig because his argument that of the best Christmas show, I have to agree with. But I haven't seen Emmett Otter, so.
Right.
Hey, for something to get together to watch, you know what I bought the other day at Ollie's?
Hmm?
They had all these Scooby-Doo movies. Like the ones the Globetrotters and the Three Stooges.
Oh, like Scooby-Doo Mysteries.
Yeah.
With Batman and Robin and Phyllis Diller and the Globetrotters Don Knotts. Now that's acceptable Scooby-Doo.
15 episodes. It was like, you know, $5. I was like, I'm totally on board.
They got some gems there occasionally.
I was super excited about that. I was like, dang.
That's where I got Safari Joe. I got the whole complete first season of Thundercats.
Nice.
For like $4.99.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Feel the magic, hear the roar. Thundercats are loose.
Thundercats are loose.
A lot of Thundercats references recently. moving on. Prondiac, football talk. Go Steelers, down with the Pats.
Yeah.
Wait, like down in a good way or like down, Barrett, get them?
So Ian, in things to make the Steelers' lives even worse, apparently Tom Brady injured himself at practice today and there's questions as to whether or not he's going to play this weekend.
Don't worry, they still have Jimmy... No, wait.
See, that doesn't make me
don't
happy.
Worry, they if still I, have Jacoby.
If I to,
wait.
If I see someone beat the Patriots, I want them to beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, apparently one of his teammates ran into him today and jammed his throwing hand, which is now all swollen up.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah, surely there's enough steroids and ice to fix
they
that.
They can shoot him up. Right.
By the way, for your original question, I believe he is saying down with the Pats, not I'm down, but...
Oh, right. Not getting down with the sickness, but boo, yeah, exactly. Patriots.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm all about a Jags-Vikings Super Bowl. That'll never be allowed to happen again because it's like the NFC's best defense versus the AFC's best defense.
Yeah. The game will end
Super Bowl
up, it'll be 3-0.
three to six.
Or better yet, it could be like 4-2.
Oh, it could be a huge... No, it'll be huge scores because of all the turnovers I'm counting on Blake Bortles to throw. Mm.
Nope, I'm going 4-2.
Pick sixes. 4-2?
4-2.
It's just going to be three safeties?
Three safeties, that's it. And yet somehow Case Keenum will still win the MVP.
He deserves it.
Even though the game will be 4-2.
In my opinion, Mike Zimmer deserves the MVP, but I'll take it if Case Keenum gets the MVP.
He's had a heck of a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm moving on.
Right on.
I completely zoned out.
Ray, wake up!
Parandi-
Puzzle Quest!
Whoa, sorry, what?
Oh, I said Ray, wake up, Puzzle Quest.
Oh, okay. Parandiak also said this isn't Puzzle Quest. Star Wars movies, The Caravan of Courage, An Ewok Adventure, and The Ewok Adventure. I've only seen The Ewok Adventure. Apparently they all say Ewok Adventure. he still says he has never seen The Christmas Special, and I've never seen either one of those Ewok movies.
So. Yeah, Christmas Special is real bad.
Oh, it's so
bad. Pretty sketch.
It's so bad.
It's real bad. What is it, Life Day? Is that what they call it?
Oh,
they're celebrating Life Day, and it's got like Chewbacca's grandma or something. It's terrible.
He also said titanium chopsticks are awesome. He uses them all the time. Well, the finish on them is really it's nice for the grip. Just wanted them because he had some bamboo ones that fell apart, so why not get some permanent ones? More football talk. I friggin' hate Alabama. I like his football talk. It's like,
so do
right
I.
To the
it's
point.
Concise. And I support all of it.
Finally, he said, oh man, Drunk Perondiac has great ideas. I'm sending you an email. If you sent that email, please send it again. I can't find anything.
You may have been
yeah, he was
drunker
so drunk
than you thought.
And he sent it to somebody, and somebody else is really confused.
What a great email, though.
Cactus Jack said he grew up with the Ewok movies, probably would have saved my parents hundreds of dollars if they'd just bought the tapes instead of renting them every week. he said he watched them recently, and they're still great for nostalgic purposes. Battle for Endor is especially good, where Wilfred Brimley teaches Wicket the Ewok about the dangers of diabetes. Wilfred Brimley is actually in that. He posted a picture and I looked it up. Ah, amazing.
I don't doubt it. He was a hardworking actor.
Yeah.
It was right on the heels of his Cocoon success.
Hey, I like that movie. That's a Ron Howard classic. Three old guys start skinny dipping in a pool, get all randy, invite some old women over, and then suddenly there's aliens.
All right.
Steve Gutenberg, though.
I've only got a couple left. Let me get through this.
Okay.
said he's got a few paragraphs, but basically Craven, not so good, but he does work against Rocket Groot. He does work well with Carnage. The problem is damage output is extremely low. He's a good defensive counter, but he won't stop Gamora, Rocket Groot, and Medusa because they're just too strong. But here's the great thing about Demiurge. In this is a specific situation counter. Pairs with existing characters like Venom and Carnage in a positive way without making a new meta 4-star that everyone needs to roster. Blue and Purple are too expensive for what they do, but he gives a shout out to Demiurge for creating a character that works in very specific ways and is usable, but I put out Kraven, it's a game breaker. So,
like Archangel.
Right.
Like what?
Like Archangel.
He shows up.
He shows
he
up to fight Vulture, and that's it.
And then loses.
Yeah. Very true. Mad Jabroni says, thanks for the Vine advice. wasn't close on losing the covers, but he decided to sell Mordo and X-Force Wolverine and focus on Rock and Groot. Decided to try his luck with some tokens. Got two unusable Gamorphas and then the Rock and Groot that he needed. The token from championing Rock and Groot gave him the Gamorpha that he needed. So now he has them both champed.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
that is
wow,
a
that's
winning
a good
scenario
day.
Right there.
Yeah, that is a happy jabroni.
While we were doing stuff, Samurai sent me a message and said, I just want to send a thank you out to his Alliance, Best Hybrid. Today marks his 3-year anniversary with the Alliance. Ooh. Congratulations.
Well, you should dump all those chumps and join one of our alliances.
We don't have any room. Don't make promises you can't keep.
I'll kick somebody.
So there you go. That is all I have. Thanks, Lumpy.
Lumpy, dropping off the mail. Oh, that was weird. All right, so now I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
You're the worst at that.
Hey, I can't. It's impossible without visual cues, dude.
Brought to you by Mystify. Ian, mystify me up some boosted peoples.
I will. I will dazzle you because I'm going to stumble through them. But not too badly. The 3-star boosted characters this week include such heroes as Ragnarok, Psylocke, Colossus, Quicksilver, and Mystique. So we're going very, very mutant heavy in the 3-star world. I don't know how I feel about any of those characters. I find them, at least Colossus, it's not very good. I've never liked Quicksilver. People seem to really stick by him, but I do not. They just reworked that Braddock girl, I can't remember her name right now, Psylocke. And she went from bad to not good. Like, it was a really underwhelming move. Her blue power got a little bit better, but that will not be affected by this boost. Mystique, I think she's overrated. She's got one really expensive attack that if you stack it on top of her purple, it does a good amount of damage. Otherwise, she's just not as good as I think she is, or as I think she gets credit for.
I think the only other thing that I would add to that, her purple does steal AP while it's out there.
Right, and it stuns you.
Yeah, and it stuns.
It's not useless. She's not like, she's not awful. She's, let me look. She's probably the best of the bunch.
I would say between her and Quicksilver.
I kind of like Quicksilver better.
Yeah.
Yeah, for everybody does.
He's got the tile swap going on. He's got the blue bombs, you know.
He does. He's got he's got some good AOE. He's not, again, I guess I can't look past the not liking him for some reason. I got to focus more on the game. So we'll say, yeah, those two are fine. Of the other ones, I don't know, Ragnarok, Colossus, and Psylocke?
See, I hate Colossus.
No, that was ranking them. Yeah, but his yellow is pretty good.
Yeah, I'd rather use Psylocke. I'd rather use Betsy. She can, like, sing with a sword.
Yeah, her katanas are okay.
Then Colossus?
I just don't like Colossus.
I like Colossus.
For a character that I really enjoy in the comics, don't like him in this game.
Yeah, me too. Maybe that's what helps. Maybe it was all those years of that six-player X-Men game of being Colossus that made me
hold the screen,
feel
Colossus.
Yeah, hold the screen.
Hold the screen.
Swing blank. Swing wildly into nothingness and hope that you hit a robot.
Yep, that was your job.
Four-star world, significantly more exciting. We've got Cyclops, the always popular rogue, Spider-Gwen, good old, he's the Guardian of the Galaxy. I can't remember his name right now, but I'll get back to him after I tell you about Sandman.
Star-Lord?
Star-Lord.
Peter Quill, that guy?
Yes. Yep. That same guy. That same guy who was terrible, got reworked, was suddenly amazing, and now they've cranked out so many amazing four stars, he's back to slightly above average. So his punches that he gets from his oldest trick in the book, and what's his purple countdown tile? That's another, like, it goes off and it does damage to you. Those should both see a nice boost. Spider-Gwen's, the damage that she does from her red is enormous. It'll be even more enormous in this upcoming cycle. I still don't have any rogue. Do you guys remember what she does?
She soaks up a ton of damage and doesn't really take any. That's all. Ooh. I really know. Every time I go up against her, I'm like, well, let's take rogue out first. And it's just a slog. It's just,
Eventually, if you don't use power, she gets really mad and explodes.
Yeah, and kills everyone.
Yeah, right. She does explode. I remember that. Maybe you can use your boosted Cyclops and his red to saw Rogue in half.
No. In the comics, that might work. Here? No. Craig, did you see? Oh, you did see. Never mind.
All right.
I don't know if you saw Grinch Grinch McScrooge asked if you like Colossus in the Deadpool movie.
Oh, yeah. He was okay.
Yeah, he was.
He was a little too stupid for my liking, but.
For sure, but he's still a good showing. It was fun.
Yeah.
That's all that movie was about.
You know, it did make me angry, so, you know, it had that going for it.
Sandman's too new of a character for me to know what he does. Could someone please refresh?
Yeah, he makes some yellow.
Do either of you have Sandman?
He makes yellow.
Okay.
He makes yellow. He moves some things around the board.
Does he do any direct damage that will be boosted during this?
Yes. He does.
His sandblast does AoE damage. It's not a ton.
Ooh, okay.
But when he's boosted, it'll do like 7,000 AoE, so that's not bad boosted.
No.
What else has he got? Shifting Sands, that's the one that shifts stuff around and converts them to yellow, right?
Is that the purple power? That sounds right.
Yeah. I don't know. I like his AoE. I like his green. That's all I can really say. UNC Samurai says, Sandman's power is periodically giving Green Goblin covers.
That's... sure.
No, I think his green is decent.
Poor Sandman. I think Sandman will see a renaissance here in a couple months.
When the next movie comes out?
What? No, I just think they'll rework him. Make him a little more interesting. He's just not, I don't think he's that bad. That again, I don't know. I'm speaking from a place of ignorance. But yeah, other than, I don't know if any of these four stars overlap to make a good team. I mean, you could pair any of them with Star-Lord. His making things cheaper is always desirable.
True story. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at them. Nothing really comes to mind.
Spider-Gwen seems to be on a popularity upswing, especially with people who also help by making web tiles.
Mm.
So that way she can punch you into oblivion for a bargain.
Thanks, Wayrith. He says all of the 4 stars are pretty good if you put them with 5-star Gambit.
They all pair well with 5-star Gambit. There you go.
2 empty roster slots paired together with 5-star Gambit.
Yeah.
Poor 5-star Gambit. He's just too good for his own good.
Yeah.
Well, those are your boosted characters for this week. Once again, Rogue, Cyclops, Spider-Gwen, Star-Lord, and Sandman.
I like that order. So did you put them in order that way specifically? Because I think Rogue is by far the top of the bunch, and Cyclops second. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm not sure about Spider-Gwen. I feel like she's underrated. Like, for me, in my mind, she's not, like, overwhelming, but I think she's good. And I think I don't understand how good she is. But yeah, Sandman definitely the caboose on that train. He can hang out with Colossus and Ragnarok and Psylocke. All right, so listen to me now and believe me later. These are the boosted or the pumped up characters of the week. Thanks, Mystify. Mystify.
All right. Reward of the week. I got that free Daredevil cover today.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably it for me. No, that's not it for me. I'll tell you
Ian,
what.
Ian, what did I get? I got a boosted 5-star Saturday. Who was it?
Did you?
Sunday. We were watching the football game.
I did. You did. Yes, I do remember that.
I have no idea who it was.
It was Thor.
That's likely. It's possible.
It was. I'm letting you know.
All right. I got a boosted 5-star. Ian there tells me it was Thor.
A boosted 5-star. That's.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. No, I don't know what you're thinking. No, not boosted.
Bonus.
He got a 5-star and got a bonus 5-star on top of it. Right. So I don't remember who your bonus is. You should know who your bonus is. Just look.
I got more than one person selected.
Oh.
Must have been a Gambit.
No, you
cover.
Opened a Thor. Yeah, you opened a Thor, and I don't know what your.
Yeah, it must have been a Gambit, because my Gambit's not 1-4-2.
Okay.
He's a good person to get bonus.
Yeah.
So mine is a little bit of a longer story. So, you know, I had those. Maybe you don't. I had 6 Nightcrawler covers, and they were all dying.
Yes, you had all those BAMFs.
Yeah, all the BAMFs.
So many BAMFs.
So I spent my entire time trying to get 120 command points. In order to just buy what I needed. So I'm playing all the events. I'm doing all the PvP. I'm going to 575 in the PvP to get the command points there. I'm like, you know, everything I can to get command points. And it looks like I might be doing it. I might be getting there. And then come Monday morning, Heroes for Hire, a blue Nightcrawler appeared in my Heroes for Hire.
Really?
Yep. So I got my Nightcrawler. It cost me 3,600
for sure.
Hero points.
Well, you got hero points coming out of the yang hole.
It was not a, once that became available, I'm like, yep, there you go. I actually thought about it a little bit because I still had the chance of spending the command points, but I figure the command points I could get, you know, for 120, I can get 6 classics for 120.
Right.
I might as well just use the hero points since I already have them. So, there you go.
So you were able to champion.
I got
Nightcrawler.
Yep.
And put on all those extra BAMFs.
Exactly. So he immediately shot up.
I remember when.
He shot up to a 276 level.
Nice. So. Yeah, because I remember when you were fishing for those in legendary covers.
Yeah.
You got like 2 or 3 more BAMFs on top of the dying BAMFs.
Yeah.
Instead of getting. And you got like 1 red.
Exactly.
Nightcrawler as well. But good job.
So that's my reward of the week. Got my Nightcrawler championed. It was a good day.
I don't think I got anything of note. The prizes in the sweet and savory token vaults have been undesirable, so I have not been doing much opening. I got some hero points a couple times, which I enjoy. That makes me feel like I'm having a really good day when I get hero points out of that vault. But other than that, I got no notable prizes. I have some unrelated news that's fully related to Puzzle Quest, however. January. Are we celebrating some sort of LGBTQ month or Pride month or something that I don't know about? What's with the new splash screen?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just assumed it was like the Women of Marvel month or something.
Nope. It's...
Well, the last thing is like a rainbow...
Yeah.
Whatever
it is, it is the homosexual characters plus a dog.
All right.
The dog, I just figure he hangs out with Kate no matter what, so... He just kind of got lumped in there. I don't want to, you know, explore his potential sexuality. And I don't know. I thought we were celebrating something that I didn't know about and I wanted to be on board. I just wanted to be included.
I have no ideas.
If we are, we're all in the same boat.
Okay.
Yeah, and Samurai says that Women of Marvel, he believes, is in March.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
There's a whole lot of questions about your Yang Hole comment, though. Like, where is the Yang Hole? Top, bottom, front, back?
Yeah.
Samurai says it's the back and to the left.
It is. It's the bottom hole. The Yang Hole is the front hole. The Yang Hole is the bottom hole.
There you go.
So, yeah. I am reward of the week list.
All right. Vine Time, brought to you by This Vine.
This Vine.
mine is, you know, not that sad this week, so that's a new, you know, like a first.
Wow.
It's 1 3-star Hulk and 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 2-star Black Widows. That's it.
Oh, okay. Mine is similar. I mean, can a fella get a 2-star yellow Thor? No, he cannot. It's like when you're chasing yellow corks and can't get it.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
I just have Thor covers piled up. Sleeveless Thor piled up on my vine. Other than that, it is well pruned.
Mine is... Sorry, I was reading Discord comments. I only have one severe cover, and it doesn't matter. My 5-star Black Widow is at a 215, and... that's not changing. I'm just going to sell that.
Yeah, that's for selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all that I have left is a complete 20 covers for 2-stars. Mostly Black Widow 2-stars. Because I used up all my ISO in order to get Nightcrawler champed. So I'm building back. I'm not quite up enough to do a 2-star. But
right on.
No emergency. I got a week on that. So we're good. But
cool.
That's all I got, 2-stars.
There you go.
Those are some tidy vines. Good job, everybody.
Not bad.
So, Ray, when we get into this next segment, remember back to the reward of the week segment. When you open your token and you get a 5-star and Craig goes, "Meh, my name's Craig." Remember how he got a 5-star, a 5-star, and a bonus 5-star over the weekend.
That was only 1 5-star with a bonus.
Yeah. Ray, that's never happened before.
Ray got like 7 gambits in 2 days. It was so many gambits.
He opened like 46 tokens.
I did. I actually think it was 47 and a whole bunch of command points.
Oh.
All right, let's open some tokens. Brought to you by this guy.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Sorry. I feel energized suddenly.
Who's going first?
I'll go first. Ha ha.
All right.
I'm only opening one because I have no ISO.
All right.
It is a 4-star. It is a 4-star Vulture. There you go. Oh, I got a bonus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Driving down the road on a Yamaha.
It was by the way, my bonus is for America because she has like so few levels that I'm pretty sure I can throw that anywhere. So
sure.
She's now at a 1-3-2.
America. Heck yeah.
And Vulture is up to a 294.
Wow. It's climbing.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay.
I will. You going?
Wait patiently until Craig is done.
All right. I'm going to poke Dub 3 in the wing.
Right.
It's sadly a 4-star. It is a Ben Grimm Yancey Street special.
Oh, snap. I did not expect that.
No one expects that.
No, that would have been one of the last things I guessed.
That gets him to level 286.
Now I'm nervous about this poking. I'll have to modify my poke and get him at the peak of the V in between each wing. Only to bust out this stylish... Whoa, snap! Carnage. Alien instincts.
A la Carnage.
I probably need that.
Yeah,
he's probably at a really middling level. And
man, I remember the days when I hated Carnage. Now I love Carnage.
Yeah, he's much more versatile. After he got reworked, unreworked, and now he's back to being awesome. He was very confusing back in the day, but he pairs so well with so many people. Anyway, that was immediately applicable, and he is at a humble 330.
Oh, zero green.
Isn't green the worst?
Yeah, 553 is the way I have him, but having zero in the color just makes me sad.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, green's not bad. I had him confused with Venom. Venom's green is terrible.
Isn't that where he punches you?
Carnage is green. Oh, are you talking about Venom?
Carnage is green is fine. It destroys tiles.
Yeah.
And good stuff happens. I was talking about Venom's green. I remember that being the power that gets the sad trombone noise. I don't know where he is in my... Oh, here he is. It probably is, because it's the one I have the most of. So...
Isn't it the one that does more damage, depending on how many special tiles are out there?
Yeah, looks like it. Oh, no, costs less for each enemy strike, attack, or protect tile.
Okay.
Down. And I'm the wrong, because his black is terrible, too. Yeah,
I know that character always sneaks up on me when the computer uses him. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then he punches me for a gajillion.
Yeah, the computer is... The AI is totally a mystery when it comes to a lot of characters. The AI is going to have a field day this week with the boosted characters. It'll set up a team of Colossus, Ragnarok, and Psylocke that'll just wreck everybody.
That's true. Turn one, they'll cascade enough yellow to put Colossus in front to absorb all the damage. He will then promptly throw both of the other people into the air.
Freaking fastball special.
Any more tokens? We all good?
I think I'm fine. I was going to open another one because I feel like...
You should do it.
I don't want to. I have...
Peer pressure.
Nope, I don't. I have to. I'll do it next time. No, I can't. I've got... It's an odd number. I've got 598, and I'd really rather just play my Deadpool daily today and have 600 hero points rather than do any sort of opening. So I'm going to let this compulsion get the best of me and not open any tokens.
Okay.
And just thank this guy.
This guy. All right. Tell me about the podcasting network.
Ooh. We are a member of a podcasting network known as the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It has a variety of podcasts, both active and inactive, with a large archive of shows for you to enjoy. If you would like to check any of them out, we have a direct link for quite a few of them on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could simply go to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
That's all I got. You guys got anything else for the good of the order?
I think I covered everything that I had.
Yeah, I feel like I went on a couple of sides already. I'll just hush up.
Ray would just not keep the show on track this week. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He derails that mail section something fierce.
Holy smokes.
That guy is out of control.
Yeah.
Just can't take it.
That's what I do.
when he's not talking about football or hockey.
Seriously. It's hockey season, yo.
He's talking about pies. Man, this show would be a great show. It would just raise show.
Talk about chicks,
even
man.
I would listen to it. Chicks, man. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today.
Pander for money.
What?
Tell them where to, I said pander for money and tell them where to listen to our show.
Okay. Listen to our show. You're listening to it right now. Or find it on the iTunes or the Stitcher or some iPod player. iPod. Podcasting player of your choice. If for nothing else, go to Podomatic and listen to it 20 times there. So someday I can live the dream of we being past Sketch Chicks or whatever.
The Scrap Girls.
Scrap Girls. The Scrap Gals. Scrap that's gals. What it is. I dream of beating Scrap Gals someday.
Someday.
Comment, suggestions, hate mail, whatever. Throw it all at Ray via our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. While you're there, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage and send some love because you love me so much. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy some stuffs. We like stuffs.
Ooh, I have something that I almost forgot to mention.
Go, man, go.
I have, because it's ill-conceived and I'm nervous about throwing it out.
Uh-oh. We can edit it out later.
But has that ever stopped me in the past?
No.
Okay, good. Then it won't stop me now. If anybody would like to speculate on what either of the two t-shirts that we couldn't mention on the show said, please send your guesses to Ray.
Well, one of them you kind of pretty much said.
Maybe they don't watch that show. Maybe they don't know.
Yeah, I suppose. The other one is a very specific not safe for work act. If you can figure out which one it is, then good for you.
Yeah. Or not, really.
Right.
We'll send you a...
No.
No hint.
We've got some pretty savvy listeners.
I was just going to maybe say the nationality it was from.
No, that's too big of a hint.
That's a huge hint.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't. Yeah, you've gone overboard already.
All right.
I was going to offer them some sort of prize, maybe a link to a video that includes that app.
Moving on. Cafe Press, buy some stuff. That's all we got.
Yeah, for sure.
Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that if Namor was in this game, he could give you some ocean spray. Good night, everybody.
That's solid. Good job, Craig.
Did not expect that. Good night.
Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.